Ooh. Did you
Yes.
get any mailbag replies, Rick?
Yes, let's move on to mailbag. We've been through enough bullshit. We've
Yeah,
had
let's get to the actual substance of our show.
enough rape. We have
I'd
currently
like to give a shout out to my man Star Kirby.
Word. All right.
Several of them, in fact.
Let me pull up the God, I hope the it's still recording while I'm doing this, because I hate it when it cuts off. I have to keep going back and checking it every time I leave the Audacity to look in a browser. Mailbag.
Hey, Audacity, you still listening to me?
Okay.
I'll sing your favorite song.
This week's question is, what are some of your favorite movies? And sub-question is, what movie do you envision past the movie being?
Huh.
Yeah, I just
I cannot wait to hear Spatulator's reply to this.
Alright, here we are, yeah.
Rick, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about our lone reply?
Well, we have more than one reply now.
Do we?
Yeah, I said something in Melee. I'm like, you fuckers, you're lazy. I hope you die. I hope Auntie rapes your corpse. Reply to mailbag, or I'll send Auntie to rape your corpse. He'll rape your intestines.
Oh.
So I guess that got a few people to reply.
Jesse Gutfucker Gilmer.
Gutfucker is Auntie's new bounty name. Gutfucking
wow.
Auntie.
Yep.
Alright, here we are. From Spatulator.
Ooh.
Yay. He says, here is just a sample of some of the movies I like. Kung Pao, Enter the Fist, Office Space, Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, Princess Mononoke, or goddammit, I can never pronounce that, My Neighbor Totoro, Major League, Fight Club, Monty Python and the Meaning of Life, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Monty Python and the Life of Brian. If Paws were a movie, it would be like 1776, with a lot of nonsensical songs and lots of fun, albeit incredibly crappy. Debate. Also, listen to Fish. Yes, he sneezed. Yes, he sneezed, too. That was part of the... Okay, anyway. That's his reply.
Sure was.
My reply to Spatulator is, get a life, man. Get outside. Honestly, though, he's got a decent selection here. You know, a lot of these movies are decent, if not good. I really like Holy Grail. One is one of my favorites too. Some of these.
I really like Meaning of Life.
Meaning of Life is good. I like some of their other stuff, like And Now for Something Completely Different. That's a good one. But, yeah, Meaning of Life is good, too. Let's see here. There's a few good ones. I like My Neighbor Totoro. I don't know why. It was kind of a very childish movie. But, I don't know. It kind of reminded me of my childhood, because I always followed around a giant monster who could float on the wind and eat things and summon a cat bus. But, Yeah, you go ahead and talk now, Grandma. I'm going to go take my pills.
I don't know. I like Azumanga Daioh myself.
You like Azumanga Daioh?
Yes, however you want to pronounce it, Rick, you go right ahead.
It's Azumanga Daioh.
It's Azumanga Daioh, Rick. They pronounce it right in the show.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
Listen, I'm going to teach you about Romanized Japanese vowel pronunciation, okay?
It goes like this. I'm going to teach you something about anti-raping your intestines.
We have A, E, I, O, and U in English, right? A, E, I, O, and U.
Yeah.
Now, in Japanese, you have those same vowels, or in Romanized Japanese, you have those same vowels, but they're pronounced A, A, E, O, U in that order, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, an A you would pronounce like A. And an E you would pronounce like A, And then, you know, it's the same as in Spanish. That's how I know.
Azumangadayo.
This has been Grammar with Azumangadayo.
Asmangadai.
Asmangadai.
Okay, yeah, he had a decent list, you know. Spatulator, you don't suck completely. Just your personality.
Yep.
Here we go. From Antihero. and he says, "Hey Rick, fuck you." Hey Auntie.
My reply to that is just one of those days, huh, Auntie?
My reply is, "Hey Auntie, fuck Krem."
Oh yeah, Rick. Jeez, don't egg him on.
From Soap on a Rope. And he replies, "Toxic Avenger." So I guess that's his favorite movie and what Pasta movie would be like. Very detailed.
He's anticipating the fact that we're going to be reading this for our mailbag replies, and he wanted things to be as quick and concise as possible. Convenience.
Well, if he was going to say that, why wouldn't he just say, you know, like, one letter? Or say, "Hurry up." That should be his next reply. It's just, "Hurry up."
Or stop dicking around.
Who gives a shit about 17-year-old Rick and 12-year-old Krem? Get to work.
I think there's some very strong existentialist themes in our podcast here.
I think we're very degrading towards ourselves. And that's funny.
I think we're very degrading towards everything.
Yeah. We know how shitty we are, and how shitty the podcast is, but we still attack it with gusto, and,
it's lo-fi, man. It's indie.
Yeah, we're indie. We're about as indie as you get.
Yeah, man. No kidding. I'm gonna go get some synthesizers or something, man.
I think we could be a band. I know how to play guitar. Ben knows bass. Wally can be on the keyboard. You could kick the drums.
Shut up. I would want to sing, but fail horribly. I used to know how to sing, but I've been trying recently, and I suck.
From Antihero. Oh, God.
Ooh. Tell him to send more. Tell him to just feed us mailbag replies at 5-minute intervals throughout the night.
Yeah. Let me go find him. Auntie. Krem says to keep sending mailbag replies at 5-minute intervals for the whole podcast. Okay. Antihero says, "Oh God, thank Krem for jinxing me." He says, "No, really, Rick. I'm going to kill you and fuck your corpse with my bear penis, which I got off a bear that I killed and raped, then cut off the penis of it to sew onto my own crotch."
I would really like to nominate him for most creative POS member.
That boy's crazy.
He's just such a creative man. Be it whether, you know, artwork or music or figuring out what to do with dismembered bear genitals.
He's
mind of a genius, I think.
True. Very true. I remember a couple years back, my dad asked me about some of the people online that I talked to, and when we got to Anti, I said, "Antihero's crazy." And he said, "Well, what kind of crazy?" And I'm like, "It's not the, girl, you so crazy kind of crazy. It's like, oh, fuck, he's got a knife crazy."
Yeah, just about.
The crazy that involves ripping off a bear's penis to fuck somebody with.
Ripping off a bear's penis and sewing it onto your own.
he's equipping the bear penis onto his penis.
Oh wow.
He's boosting his attack.
He just boosted his dick points by 6.
Yeah. Oh god, what's wrong with us? From static. And poor girl has to go on after the Aunt Vanity's one.
No.
She says, anything that involves Mel Brooks is my favorite movie, because Mel Brooks is the god of comedy.
Wait, what's the question again?
Favorite movies or something, or bear penises or something. I got lost a while ago.
Me too.
She says, Brooks is the god of comedy. Didn't you know there was one? Then you suck, because everyone knows that Mel Brooks is so awesome that his mere presence makes you want to bow before him. Also, I like Nightmare Before Christmas. For a POS movie, I imagine it would be like Jackass, except with POS members. Wait. Star Kirby buzzes me. He buzzed me.
Tell him he's on the podcast.
He's...
Tell him, holy crap, give me your phone number so I can call you and have you on the podcast.
I have his phone number.
Awesome.
I have everybody's phone number.
Where's my phone?
We can call him after the mailbag, Dick. We're not done yet.
I can call him anytime I want. Where's my phone?
You can't call him because I stole your phone, bitch.
Where's my phone? There's my phone.
Actually, you can't call him because I'm not going to give you his phone number until afterwards.
I get to do this hilarious trying to hold the DS and the phone together in the right combination game.
Oh, we got a reply from Drano.
Drano?
Yeah, that one guy from Mafia. He was in the melee kind of Dungeon and Dragons type thing.
Oh.
He says, UHF is the greatest movie of all time, with Tommy and Monty Python's Life of Brian coming at close seconds. But I bet
you already knew that. I never heard the second one. Oh, wait. I'm supposed to wait, aren't I?
Yeah, wait until the end. Shut up, Ben. Plus, the movie would be like if you rolled up the Great Muppet Caper and stopped making sense into an awesome length of celluloid, then got it to spawn with something shitty like The Master of Disguise. And Ernest Borgnine would star in it.
Huh.
Actually, I liked Master of Disguise.
I liked Ernest.
Well, he said Ernest Borgnine, not Ernest as in Ernest. Ernest goes to camp.
Oh, I thought that was Ernest Borgnine.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, my bad.
What's wrong with you? Jim Varney was Ernest, and he died of lung cancer.
I died of lung cancer.
You are lung cancer. Let's see if Star Kirby sent something in. So we can rape
him. Give me his number. Give me his number.
I'm gonna get it. You're like a child.
Crap!
Alright, I'm getting it.
I'm like a small child. It's my inner 12-year-old coming out.
It's your inner gay coming out.
Let's bring back 8-year-old Krem, why don't we?
Skip it, go right to 5-year-old Krem.
Go right to newborn Krem.
Proto Krem. Sperm Krem.
What?
Sperm Krem.
You.
Lovely. I'm getting it right now. It's loading up phonenumbers.txt. Here we are.
Whoa.
Becky, Matt, Soap Cell, Wally.
Crap, why don't I have any of these?
Krem, Star Eye, Mogler, Auntie, Star Kirby.
Way to pronounce Vogler.
Vogler. Well, you know, I do it this way. I pronounce, you know, floating head guy who follows staring vacantly around. That's Vogler. Mr. Vogler is your teacher.
Well, which one do you have the phone number for?
I think it would be the real guy and not the made-up guy that's in your head somewhere.
Also, give me Soap's phone number. Give me Soap's phone number. Give me Soap's phone number.
He just changed
it. I want to call him.
He just changed it. He hasn't given me his new number yet.
Oh, well, let's call whoever's living at his old house.
All right, here it is. Soap cell.
Actually, one time, me and my friend Rusty, well, it was more my friend Rusty, he got into talking to this lady from Tennessee whose phone number happened to be one digit off from Wally's that he just accidentally called one day.
Yeah.
He was trying to dial Wally, but he dialed, like, one digit off, and he got this old lady. And he called her back a few times to talk to her.
Yeah.
She was a pretty crazy old lady. It was interesting.
Oh, I was expecting her to die at the end of the story.
Ooh, I could call Muscleman.
No mailbag reply from Starkirby yet, so I'll give you his number. Remember, you can't say who you are if you're from the internet. It'll get him in trouble. So ask for...
Oh, really?
Brandon Eldridge, or one of those guys from Full Metal Alchemist or something like that.
Oh, wait, isn't it late at night? Wouldn't his parents get mad or something?
Yeah, it's like 1. What are you fucking thinking? Grandma, I blame you for this.
Well, I'm going to call somebody here in Arizona. It's only 10.
Well, he's in Texas. It's only 11 there.
Is it only an hour's difference?
Well, I'm not sure because of the spring forward, fall back, time zone type thing that you don't have but everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
I can never tell what time it is in Texas or anywhere. It's in the same time zone as you, but you can't tell because of how he is. God damn that stupid bastard. Star Kirby, if you're listening to this, yes, I'm doing it now. I asked you to do it for a reason.
Oh, fun stuff. Ooh, I could call Duncan.
Call Zito.
I don't know what Zito's up to. I'm leaning towards either Muscleman or Duncan.
I know Muscleman a little bit, but I don't know Duncan.
Yeah, we haven't met Duncan yet. Well, it's Jim Duncan. Jim just calls him Duncan.
Well, oh, he sent it.
Oh, boy.
Here we are.
Also, ask him what time it is, and whether his parents would get pissed about a random phone call at that time of night.
All right. Here we are. Give me a second. All right. There we are, just talking a little bit, making sure the Audacity's still recording. Here we go. Uh-oh. Well, wait, we got another one in. This is from Hidden. Oh. At Hidden at hidden.org. And okay. It says, I don't know who these Fab Five fellows are, but I really don't appreciate their ways. Me and my comrades are putting together a team of rebellious heads to thwart these treacherous fiends. They will soon feel our wrath.
He sounds like a good person.
He says it's fine to call him. Sending phone number.
Oh boy.
Alright, that's more or less it for mailbag, so I'm gonna...